MedSafe certified contractor in your area, visit www.epa.gov/getledsafe or call 1-800-424.
I am incredibly, incredibly proud to be a physician here at St. Jude, to be in a place where I know my patients are going to get the top-notch care, not only care, but also research happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every single person that contributes is a part of that St. Jude family that makes that happen. Because of everyone that is really committed to the mission of St. Jude, we're giving families hope.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy 3 rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. We're open on Christmas Day.
Restrictions apply.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Bears have won it! They go last to first, and they win the NFC North.
This is where Chicago goes to talk about the NFC North Division champion, Chicago Bears. Let's talk playoffs, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com station, and Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good morning, and of course, Merry Christmas. It's 9 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update led by the AHL's top scorer, Brandon Peary. The Wolves will boast the league's highest-powered offense. Join the Wolves this Saturday at the Allstate Arena as they host the Rockford Ice Hogs in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Bears will be at Minnesota on Sunday with a chance for a first-round bye in the postseason. Now, for that to happen, they have to beat the Vikings, of course, up in Minnesota, and the Rams have to lose at home to the 49ers. Both games will be starting at 3:25 Chicago time. The Bears, of course, have been leaning on their defense, and Matt Nagy says that defense is starting to peak.
They've been playing at another level this whole entire season. It starts with week one in Green Bay, and then they've kept it this way for to keep the consistent level of play that they've played at all year long, I think is rare. And that's a credit to the players and the coaches for getting those guys that way. But I just want them to continue playing the way they're playing. If they do that, we'll be all right.
Monday Night Football last night, it was Oakland perhaps playing their final game out in the Bay Area as they beat Denver 27-14. Doug Martin rushing for 107 yards and a score. Also in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks signed their coach Pete Carroll to a contract extension through the 2021 season. The Washington Redskins have released safety DJ Swearinger after he was critical of the team's defensive coordinator, and the New York Jets are denying reports they are interested in signing maybe Michigan's Jim Harbaugh to be their next head coach. In the NBA, the Bulls are back in action tomorrow night at the United Center, hosting Minnesota. The Bulls have won their last two games. Tom Thibodeau and Taj Gibson will be in attendance. We'll see if Derrick Rose plays. He has been out with a sprained ankle last couple of games. The Blackhawks back in action on Thursday night. They will be hosting Minnesota again at the United Center. Today in the NBA, 5 games on tap. Milwaukee goes against the Knicks. That game starting at 11 o'clock at Madison Square Garden. Oklahoma City against Houston, followed by Philadelphia at Boston. The Lakers and Golden State and Portland goes against Utah. College basketball, this week's AP Top 10 has Duke back on top at number one, followed by undefeated Michigan at number two. Then comes Tennessee, Virginia, and Kansas, and rounding it out 6 through 10, Nevada, followed by Gonzaga, Michigan State, Florida State, and Virginia Tech. Football's Fridays on The Score, brought to you by BET Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com.
A real accountability to what our players need. They need to hear the truth.
This is a different era with players that they have people surrounding them telling them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. And we need our guys to be told what they need. And Jim has that forceful voice.
The festive music of Christmas, of course. And then, of course, the voice of John Paxson. No, that's not John Paxson. Who is that, by the way, Eli? Eli Hershkovich is our producer and co-pilot and musical maestro. You have no idea?
Couldn't tell you.
Let's listen just for a couple seconds.
From the land where palm trees sway.
I think that's Bing Crosby.
Here we know.
I think so.
Christmas
anyway, this hour brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, and this segment on The Score brought to you by Subway. Subway Restaurants features a different 6-inch sub for $3.99 every day. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. Again, John Paxson was on with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to replay that interview coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. But we want to get your reactions to anything or everything that you heard from John Paxson. Basically doubling down, you know, whether you want him or not, whether you like him or not. John Paxson is still in charge and still making the big decisions. Gar Foreman is in on everything that John Paxson decides as well. But he's been moved into the background. I don't think there's any question about that. But they're a tandem. And again, like I said, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard fire Gar Pax, I'd have a lot of nickels. But anyway, John Paxson basically doubling down, saying this is a long-term rebuild. And he pointed out to the Denver Nuggets, who have taken a lot of years to get even to the point where they are right now. He also pointed to Philadelphia, which has obviously moved up in the standings a lot in the Eastern Conference after being a cellar dweller for a while. So he pointed to those two teams as examples of what he hopes for the Bulls to ultimately be, you know, a contender. But I think Bulls fans want even more than that. They don't want just the team to move up in the standings. I think Bulls fans, and rightfully so, I'm one of them, you want to win championships. I mean, you know, did we get spoiled with Michael Jordan winning the 6 championships in 8 years? And it could have been 8 for 8 if he might not have taken those 2 years off. Yeah, of course we got spoiled. But you know what? That was fun. And we've gotten spoiled by other teams in this town. The Blackhawks winning the 3 championships. Do you really want the teams to be down at the bottom? I mean, the Hawks are right now towards the bottom of the standings in the conference. No, you want championships. As a fan, you should want that, and you should be spoiled, and you want your teams to stay on top. You want to be like the New England Patriots with a chance to win a championship every single year. And once again, they do have a championship. Now, that window, one of these years, maybe even this one, will finally close because Tom Brady might be finally turning the corner of not being the quarterback that he was for all those years. But as a fan, I don't think there's any question. That's what you want. And that's what you deserve. That's what you pay your money for. So John is telling everybody, John Paxson is telling everybody, be patient. But he also basically said that if this rebuild doesn't work, that'll be it. And he's had his chances. He's had 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many rebuilds. I've lost count. But we'll see if this one pays fruit at the end. Not just being a winning team, but being a championship team. That's what all general managers, that's what all high executives should be judged on. Winning championships. 312-644-6767, your reaction to that, or anything that John Paxson said. We're also going to throw back out there something that we did right at the top of the show, your Christmas wish list for all the Chicago teams. The Bulls, the Bears, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Blackhawks. We'll play along with the theme of the Christmas holiday. What is your wish list for all those teams? And I'll run them down, for me at least. My wish list for the Bulls. I want a championship. Again, that's my wish list for every team in town. But if you break it down specifically, what I'm looking for along those lines, I want another dynamic player on the Bulls. Zion Williamson? Sure, why not? And I've talked to enough scouts already who say he's going to be the number one pick. They've seen enough out of him in his 10 or 12 games that he's played at the collegiate level. They already think that he's the number one pick. Now, obviously, there's still a long ways to go until the college season is over, you know, early April, and then the draft. you know, is not until June. But I've talked to enough scouts and general managers and executives around the league who say that Zion Williamson will be number one. Will the Bulls get that number one pick? We'll see. That's a long ways down the road. So I want another dynamic player on the Bulls. And I also want health for all the teams in town. I do want health for the Bulls. I need to see Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen play together. It's just every time they seem to play together, a game or two or three, one of them goes down, whether it's a short time frame or a longer time frame. You got to see these guys. And believe me, John Paxson knows this as well. You got to see these guys play together. That's what it's about in pro basketball. Will these guys mesh? And there's a question. Will Zach LaVine mesh with Lauri Markkanen? They're both scorers. Can two scorers exist? The answer is yes, but can these two scorers exist? Can Zach LaVine and Chris Dunn exist? Both need to have the ball in their hands. For me, the point guard needs to have the ball in his hands more than the shooting guard or whatever position that Zach LaVine is playing. So that's a question mark. But I want another dynamic player in some capacity. For the Bears, again, good health. Obviously, that's my wish list. But I also want another, for me, rushing defensive lineman. Now, this is obviously not going to happen until next season because the Bears are thick into the soon-to-be postseason. And what you see is what you got for right now. But going forward, if I could add another rushing defensive lineman, and that's no offense to what they have because, listen, they've gotten to the quarterback plenty, but I don't think you can ever have enough rushing defensive linemen. Also, you know, as one of the callers said earlier in the show, Steve Rosenblum just walked into the house. Hello, Steve Rosenblum. You can never have enough offensive linemen as well. And I would like a kicker who is automatic. Nice beard on you. You look like Santa, Steve Rosenblum. Don't blow me kisses. For the Cubs, my wish list starts with a leadoff hitter. I want a traditional leadoff hitter. I know I'm old-fashioned. I might be an old fogey when it comes to this. Give me a leadoff hitter who gets on base, who's got speed, who can steal bases, who can go from first to third. What is it, Rosenblum? What do you want to say? You're going to turn on the mic and talk?
Hi, David.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
I just figure we could blow up programming because nobody's listening, except maybe Spilkus.
No, I'm getting a lot of people who are upset with the John Paxson interviews.
So you know, I heard that. Yeah. Another. I got to say this. Nothing really surprised me. Mm-hmm. Even the part where he said, if this doesn't work, people who want me out are going to get their wish. He said versions of that before that I recall hearing.
Okay.
That you know, I know I don't have this job forever, even though it seems like he does. He's been there 16 years.
Time flies.
He's won zero championships and zero finals appearances. Jerry Krause was there 18 years. He did a little better. And John said things like that. But the Cody Westerlund, as I was driving in before I got into the city, and AM radio doesn't do well in the big buildings, Cody Westerlund made a really good point that while John says, I got these one-year contracts, they're not binding, they're not the drags, the long, that's right. But when you sign stupid contracts year after year or 2 years after 2 years, Dwayne Wade to Jabari Parker, you know what? Stay away from Chicago guys. Jerry Krause had it right. The Chicago guys, those contracts are crazy because these guys come home, they're heroes. They're horrible examples, awful examples. And I do think that fans should be, I can understand the response. What's been the most common response from fans? Text lines.
Come on, do you have even asked that? Fire Gar Pax. I told you if I had a nickel for every time I got a tweet or a text or a call saying Fire Gar Pax, I'd have a lot of nickels. So of course.
Yes, you would. But he does. He said he tunes that out. He even used the phrase Gar Pax in your interview.
I don't know if you heard this part, but you know, I reminded him because we did record that a couple of days ago.
Right.
I reminded him after the win in Cleveland on Sunday that 2-0 since the interview. So maybe we need to do this on a daily basis.
3-4 since the mutiny that he doesn't want to admit was a mutiny.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to use that word.
That was for Saturday suckage, that was a heaping keg of stupid right there. It was the kind of thing that It was as dumb as grabbing Vinny Del Negro by the tie and physically threatening him. It was Mike Quadi stupid. It was Mike Quadi, because I can't figure out, maybe you've been around him, is Jim Boylan basketball Bevington or basketball Quadi?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Bevington.
Web poll.
Excuse me?
Web poll.
Web poll, that's right. I don't know if people who are listening can remember Mike Quadi that much.
Oh.
I mean, he was Daffy Duck. But Bevington was Pluto, so I don't know. This is sort of like a 50-50 each way. I was just going to say that after I reminded Pax, and I texted him that, you know, you're 2-0 since the interview, he texted me back, says, I'm not going down without a fight, and you can assure your listeners of that. I believe we're on the right track. He also did say, and if you remember in the interview, he did say, you know, we're sort of modeling ourselves after the Denver Nuggets, who have been rebuilding now for how
Thanks
many
to
years?
The Bulls.
Yes. But how many years?
Bulls made a really nice trade to help the Nuggets rebuild.
Yes.
Doug McDermott, who turned into Cameron Payne. And God bless him. We really have to protect Gar Forman for the campaign deals. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm sorry.
Anyway, the Denver Nuggets, and they're finally winning this year. Their record is, I don't know, they're 10 games over 500 or whatever they are. They've been rebuilding now for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, another team that he says they're modeling after, and they're now moved up into the standings in the still weak Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
They've been rebuilding for how many years? So what John is also saying is patience is a virtue, and it's going to take a long time to judge me by this current rebuild if you're using those two teams as models. So what he's basically saying is, you know, check back with me in about 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah, that's what, and that's a true thing if you get that franchise maker in the draft.
It is true. You can turn around rather
and
quickly.
Keep that person healthy. That was, we go back to 2012. So we're now in year 6 of people surviving off the Derrick Rose knee injury. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Reinsdorf said it on this station. He was on the score with the morning show, and he said, he basically what Pac said, he talked about how that was bad luck, and it was, and kind of absolved in his way, absolved Gar and Pax of anything related to the reason the rest of the team stunk.
And anything that's happened since.
But I don't see how, if you're an executive, you've been around this very closely. Take a step back. Be macro about this. Be Michael Reinsdorf. Money's good. Be Michael Reinsdorf. step back and say, why would I bring in a coach like Fred Hoiberg who stresses ball movement? Basically, he wants to play volleyball. If given his choice, Fred Hoiberg would have never had somebody dribble. The ball would have stayed up in the air, cross court. And then you kneecap him. You already have Jimmy Butler, who's an ISO player, and he's growing into a guy who won't listen to the coach. And then you sign Dwayne Wade, and you sign Rajon Rondo, and you proclaim this a wonderful haul. You've signed guys who will kneecap your coach, and the guys who did that keep the job. How are you as a CEO justifying anything from Derrick Rose's injury on? To that point, where's their judgment? Don't you have to worry about the judgment if you're the CEO?
Well, I think you do have to obviously look at that. I will say this also. The money is still flowing, by the way. But yes, from a basketball standpoint, you do have to question that. I mean, the Reinsdorfs are incredibly loyal. They believe in their people for better or for worse. What can I tell you? You ask me this every Saturday. How does Jerry or Michael look at this? I'm not Jerry or Michael, so I can only go by what I see they have done themselves, and they have believed in their people for all these years. I'm not only with the Bulls, but with the White Sox as well. So
and
judge them by what you see they have done.
I would be far more loyal. I understood the loyalty far greater to Kenny Williams.
He won a World Championship.
He won a World Series. Mm-hmm. The whole Gar Pax thing. John Paxson won a title. He hit the 3-for-3, And that's fine.
But that was as a player. And someone brought that up. One of the callers said, well, you know, he's a national treasure because he won them a championship.
Local treasure.
Yeah, local treasure, whatever. But that was as a player. You've got to separate that.
You don't have to if you're being loyal, if you're being a Reinsdorf. And Michael Reinsdorf was confronted with that question on the morning show during the interview. And he said that he doesn't consider them loyal. He just looks at the people as doing their jobs well.
I didn't mean to ask you this every week. Well,
David,
you do ask me that.
I'm throwing this out there because I'm still incredulous that a management team of John Paxson, Gar Forman, that could bring in Fred Hoiberg and stress the kind of ball movement he wanted and then sign every ISO player you could and let your coach get neutered and kneecapped and... How, if you're a Reinsdorf, any garden variety Reinsdorf, how do you justify that?
You chalk it up as a mistake and you move on, I guess. That's how they do it. I don't know how else to answer the question that you're posing right now.
I know.
What you're saying is correct.
Well, always.
Not always. Christ. But, I mean, Fred Hoiberg had credentials at the college level. Iowa State on top of everything else. Gar Forman and him were close. I think Gar sold John on Fred Hoiberg. And Fred, you know, had experience, obviously, not only as a player, as a coach in the college level, but as an executive, as an assistant general manager up in Minnesota. So he covered a lot of bases when they brought him in here. But there's no question, they neutered him. They gave him the wrong roster for him to go forward with. He never had the roster that he wanted. And then, obviously, the whole Wade and Rondo thing was not what he was looking for. And then when Wade and Butler, I'll still never forget this. This will be a chapter in a book that I'll never write, unfortunately.
Congratulations.
Well, wait a second. I'm looking at you. Maybe you'll be my ghostwriter.
Okay.
Okay. But the day that Rondo and... Excuse me, not Rondo, but when Wade and Butler just destroyed the younger teammates on that team that day will always stand out in my mind as one of the creepiest things that I can remember teammates doing.
Creepy?
It was definitely creepy. But then I love when Rondo's comeback was a couple of days later against them.
Oh, yeah, he won Instagram that time, that day.
That was fantastic. Anyway, so, I mean, Fred Hoiberg never had a chance. Now, that's not why they fired him. They just didn't.
They could justify any reason to fire him, and they did.
They did to a degree.
They did nothing to help him. And I just thought it's incredulous to me that your random Reinsdorf could tell you that they believe these people are doing the job right, which makes you wonder about the way they evaluate their personnel. I didn't agree with Joel Quenneville getting... I'm just going to point out a difference in the two United Center tenants. I didn't agree with Joel Quenneville getting fired. I didn't think that was his fault. But I will say this. Stan Bowman would get him players that he wanted, that he believed played to his system, that Joel Quenneville believed he could coach and needed for his roster to be championship level. Whether Bowman necessarily agreed with it or was wild about it, that's what he did for his coach. You do that so you can fire your coach. And I look at what the Bulls have done. How do you fire your coach when you give him every wrong player?
Yeah, Joel Quenneville argued with Stan Bowman from what we're told on a lot of the trades that they made. We're getting a break sign from Eli, so we're going to break. Even though you think that there's no radio discipline, this is a radio station, so we're going to break here. Stick around. Stick around.
I got nothing to do.
All right, stick around. We're going to get more of Steve Rosen, but why not? It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good luck to
we'll
you.
Be back right Cold after this.
Danny Mac here.
Along with Danny Parkins, here to wish you a very happy and healthy holiday season from our Score family to your family.
Please be safe. People drive crazy out there.
Happy holidays from 670 The Score.
This is Brandon Tierney with a CBS Sports Minute. Ah, the memories of Christmas. What a magical, special day. And of all the Christmases that I enjoyed as a young boy with my family, the one that really jumps out the most boy had to be 8 years old. My dad wrote up a contract, an academic contract. He said, all right, son, if you match the grades on this legal pad, Santa will bring you a backboard, a fiberglass NBA backboard. Wrote it up at the desk, and I went to work. September, October, November, grinding through December. What happens? I wake up, I race down the stairs. Not only was there a huge backboard with an NBA logo on it, but also a brand new pair of Air Jordans. The magic of Christmas. Gotta start somewhere. Happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy. I'm BT.
At Walgreens, we know it's cold and flu season again, a time when all you want to do is cheer at your kid's game. But instead, you're coughing and aching the entire time. That's why Walgreens is minutes away to help you find everything you need to feel better, like Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe Combo Packs, along with expert care that goes beyond the pharmacy. Stop in today for personalized advice and find the right relief right here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, Vicks DayQuil and NyQuil Severe 24-count combo packs are $9.99 through December 29th. Use as directed.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Hurry! It's your last chance to donate for 2018. Donate now at carsforkids.com. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, it's your last chance to donate for 2018.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy three rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. We're open on Christmas Day.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm a pain. I'm a little sister.
We always had to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, I know. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good morning, Merry Christmas from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Led by the AHL's top scorer, Brandon Peary, the Wolves boast the league's highest powered offense. Join the Wolves this Saturday at the Allstate Arena as they host the Rockford IceHogs in an Illinois Lottery Cup game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The Bears back in action coming up on Sunday up in Minnesota with a chance for a first round bye. That is, if they beat the Vikings and if the Rams lose at home to the 49ers, and both games will start at the same time, 3:25 in the afternoon Chicago time. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow night at the United Center. They have won their last two games. They will be hosting Minnesota. Tom Thibodeau and Taj Gibson will certainly be on hand. We'll see if Derrick Rose is able to play. He's coming off that sprained ankle. And the Blackhawks back in action. That's on Thursday night at the United Center hosting Minnesota. NFL last night, it was Oakland maybe playing their final game in the Bay Area, maybe, as they beat Denver 27-14, Doug Martin rushing for 107 yards and a score. Pro Football News, Seattle signing coach Pete Carroll to a contract extension through the 2021 season. The Washington Redskins released safety DJ Swearinger after he was critical of the team's defensive coordinator, and the New York Jets are denying reports that they are interested in Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. College basketball, this week's AP Top 10 has Duke number one, followed by Michigan, Tennessee, Virginia, and Kansas. Then comes Nevada, Gonzaga, Michigan State, Florida State, and Virginia Tech. Join Julie DeCaro, Maggie Hendricks, and Lance Briggs at the Quarry Pub and Grill in Lamont. That's coming up on Thursday for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Julie and Maggie will be live at 7 o'clock. Lance will join them at 7:30. Stop in to see the broadcast, enter for a chance to win Bears tickets, and take home score prizes. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
If we just stay patient and grounded, and we keep long-term in mind, which is really my primary responsibility, keep the long-term in mind, then we'll see. And if it doesn't work, then the people who want me out will probably get their wish. So, but there's going to be, we're going to take some time in doing this the right way.
And that's the voice of John Paxson, Bulls Grandma Executive Vice President and General Manager.
Walking home from our house.
I have no idea who this is. Who is this? Help me out, Eli.
You're asking the wrong Jew, David.
Well, then I'll ask the other one across from me right now. Come on, Rosie.
I couldn't hear what Eli said. I don't have headphones.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, he asked you if you wanted headphones. You said you didn't want them.
Yeah, and I don't. I don't want to hear him.
All right, never mind. If anybody knows who the voice of this sing-along for Christmas is, 312-644-6767. Anyway, we're joined by Steve Rosenblum, who, by the way, will be paired up with Bruce Levine, yet another.
Yeah, right.
From 11 to 4 this afternoon.
It's MOT Tuesday. Member of the Tribe.
Right.
Tuesday.
Any movie for you later on?
No, I'll be so worn out from being with Bruce for 5 hours.
True.
That we'll replay
food?
The Paxson interview. We'll replay every interview ever done on the score. So, till 4. And then we're going to replay, the score will replay game 7 of the 2016 World Series.
Who
no
wins?
Spoiler alerts.
Who
I'm
wins?
Not going to tell you how it ends. I'm not going to tell you. No.
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
No.
Where were you that day? That night, I should say.
Watching the game and writing about it.
So you were at home.
Yeah.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
And how did you survive the rain delay?
not easily. You know me.
Uh-huh.
I know.
It's extra innings and a rain delay.
Yeah, I mean, I said, this is absolute kismet. Okay?
Right.
Fate.
Right.
Destiny. It's game 7. It's the last game no matter what. It's mm-hmm. extra innings. It's a rain delay. Thankfully, it was not a long rain delay. And there was a theme to the rain delay because, obviously, Hayward earned his money there.
Which you didn't know at the time.
I did not know at
the
time.
You were just praying for the end of time.
Yeah.
So I can end my time with you.
Eli, who was the voice of that song right there?
Steve Rosenblum.
Straight up crickets.
I admit, it's Paradise by a Dashboard Light. Meatloaf.
My music, artists. My artists are not my forte, to say the least.
Fair enough. I'm on par with you. Anyway, let me give you a description of what was going on during that rain delay and actually everything that was going on towards the end of that baseball game. And by the way, we will have the Cubs and Indians Game 7 of the World Series 2016. We'll replay it in its entirety at 4 o'clock this afternoon after Steve Rosenblum and Bruce Levine. So usually in these big games, if you know something, you know, there's going to be a celebration, you go down early. Because there's long lines as a media member, mm-hmm. and I don't like being at the back of a long line. So I went down, I think, in the sixth or seventh inning. And at that point...
Why not just go down at the end of game six?
I thought about that.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going down there, and it looks like the Cubs are going to win. Okay? So they have... Who did it? Was it Fox who did the World Series on TV? I guess
yes.
It was. So they have all the Fox people. They're bringing in, you know, the benches, you know, and they're setting up the TV platform and everything, the champagne, all into the Cubs clubhouse. That's in the sixth or seventh inning. Then the Indians come back, and eventually they tied the game.
Yes, okay? Rajai Davis.
Thank you very much.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, people.
So all of a sudden, it was like a scene out of the Keystone Cops. All the stuff that went into the clubhouse in the sixth or seventh inning, setting it up for the Cubs to win it, they all backtracked. It was like a reel in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came out, and these guys on Fox and everybody else with Major League Baseball, they didn't know what to do. Then, obviously, there was the rain delay. The Cubs ended up winning the game. All the people who backtracked out of the Cubs clubhouse,
right back in.
And it'll go right back in. So it was really the Keystone Cops outside the Cubs clubhouse, what happened in that hour and a half period.
Do you wear, in those clinching things, and you cover the Bulls?
I used to, but I've gotten pretty smart over the years.
Well, let's back up and explain to the people about your clothing.
Usually in those instances.
And your eyewear.
No, I've never worn any goggles,
oh, okay.
Unlike the players. I mean, I'm smart enough. And I contort myself somehow, some way enough to avoid getting the champagne shower. I got a little bit, actually, I had to go into the Brewers locker room clubhouse for a short while
mm-hmm.
after they won that game against the Cubs.
Evil, dreaded Brewers.
Yeah, it was terrible. But you know, that it's funny because that clubhouse got destroyed. The Cubs visiting clubhouse at Wrigley Field got destroyed on back-to-back days by the Brewers. Winning the division.
How can you tell if the visitors' clubhouse gets destroyed?
Well, because
it's not a long walk.
No, it's
to destroy it. It is to get from the field.
It's about the size of this studio, which is not very big. But they it's amazing because I've seen over the years there have been so many celebrations in all these clubhouses, and somehow they clean them up. It's almost like the scene out of what scene is in the movie? Is it Pulp Fiction?
It's The Cleaner.
The Cleaner.
Yeah.
That somehow they clean
up. He was the cleaner.
They clean up the scene of the crime. It's another chapter in the book that I'll never write.
Uh-huh.
How they did this. But anyway, and back to your question, yeah, when I was a young rookie going into, and there weren't too many winning clubhouses for Chicago.
No, in the 90s, day, though, that changed.
Yeah, then finally it changed after a while. So, in theory, what you're supposed to do is dress down. Which is not a problem for me because I dress down anyway.
Because you right, but because the champagne is all over the place and who knows what else.
Right,
you're going to get soaked. And there are a lot of people who wear suits to games to work the games.
Not a worry on my part.
Yes, but there are some people who will do that and change for game seven, for a potential clinching game.
Correct. You dress down, you dress very shabbily because you don't want to get your nice clothes champagne soaked. And by the way, champagne in your eyes definitely does sting. It definitely does. And I've had some, but just I've over the years, I've gotten better at avoiding it somehow, some way. What I'm more worried about, my clothes or myself, is my equipment.
Yeah, it's
my
electronic.
Recorder. Yes, you know, and any kind of liquid in a recorder, the old-time recorders or the new DAP machines, it's going to get destroyed. So a lot of people will take, like, some kind of plastic bag and wrap it around. Grobstein was really a trip watching him over the years.
Explain. I'm sure the audience would love. That would be a Christmas present for the audience to hear a Grobstein story.
By the way, he's on his way to Montego Bay as we speak. Another vacation with him and Kathy. Well, Les would, you know, get like a garbage bag. He wouldn't even get a nice bag. He would take a garbage bag, and wrap it around with a couple of rubber bands with his microphone, who he's still trying to see if it's funny. He keeps asking Paul Canerico one time. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. Paul Canerico has heard the Grobstein thing with Lee Elia like 1,000 times. And he laughs every time he hears it.
So do I.
It's pretty comical. So Canerico one time said, I want that microphone for posterity. You know, I'd like it. So
really?
Yeah, he's told me this a bunch of occasions back, you know, especially back in the day when he was playing. So I relayed this to Les. So Les was going to try and work something out with Canerico. Use your imagination.
Get a 1981 yearbook of the White Sox that he could sell, media guide, or a Canerico jersey signed.
Something along those lines.
Sell it.
Anyway, it's never come to fruition. But anyway, so Les, you know, would go into the locker rooms or clubhouses and zip around like all of us. And by the way, there's less people with microphones in clubhouses now than, let's say, even 10 or 15 years ago. There just are. That's a fact.
Less people. Another former radio legend.
There you go. So anyway, in answer to your original question, somehow, some way, for the most part, I've avoided it. You know, you let them do their thing. They can have their champagne, whether it was the Blackhawks or the Cubs or the White Sox or the Bulls. Let them do their thing. Eventually, they peter out the champagne celebrations. It's more beer that's thrown all over the place than actually champagne. So, you know, I just stay to the background, and eventually they calm down just a little bit. You can do your interviews and get the heck out of there.
Well, it looks like you can't hear them. When I've seen a lot of the stuff on television, they want to be there immediately, and they go in with they've got all the clear plastic draped over everything. If not for the microphone, I would not be able to hear them if I were just like in Europe holding my arm out, because it seems so noisy in there.
Well, I do have my headphones on, so I can hear a little bit of what they're saying, obviously. But yeah, it's pretty loud in those atmospheres. Now, I will say, when the Hawks won their 3 Stanley Cups, you know, Philadelphia, Boston, and here back at the United Center, they had their celebration on the ice. So there was, well, at least their initial celebration. There was no champagne. There was no beer on the ice. Actually, the families of the players were skating around with the team. So there was no worry about getting destroyed by champagne or beer on the ice.
Just by some random skater.
Right, who, you know, the Broad Street Bully knocked you into the boards.
You don't want to be on the ice when Dustin Byfuglien's celebrating.
They go and then they really party after the fact when they finally kick all the media off the ice.
Takes all summer.
Yes, I did.
Takes all summer.
Did you ever follow the players from venue to venue?
No.
I mean, when the Hawks first won the Stanley Cup and I was coming back, the first one was in Philadelphia. You know, and I was coming back, so I read about all that stuff because, you know, the team came back and then we followed like sometime later in the morning. But I read about where they went to every single bar in the area, not only for the next like weeks, but certainly the first 24 hours where they went from place to place to place to place. And I guess there were some media members locally who try to keep up with them. Like, we saw this person here, we saw that person there.
Can't keep up with Patrick Kane.
Not
sorry,
back then.
No. You know, I remember the first year on the beat, on any hockey beat, I was covering the Kings for the LA Daily News. Producer Phil Rosenthal, actually, we worked on 3 newspapers together. And I covered the Kings, and they were in the division with the Oilers. The Oilers, the Canucks, the Flames, the Jets. Every time I had to go cover a division road game, I had to go through customs. The only team that had to do that. The only reporters who had to do that. So the Oilers won the Stanley Cup, and that's when I started hearing the stories about what the Oilers, Messier, Gretzky, what those guys did, starting at a strip club and then another strip club. And they were carrying on the strong hockey tradition that we've heard about, where the Stanley Cup has been. If that cup could talk.
Well, we had the guy in, I can't remember what his name is.
Phil Pritchard?
Is that his name?
Just the keeper of the cup?
Yes.
Yep.
I think there's two guys, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Phil's the guy getting all the glory.
We had him in one time for an interview, and there was some stories that he could tell, and then there was some stories that he could not tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got some of the ones off the air that he couldn't tell. Let's take a quick break right here. You want to stick around one more second?
What have I got to do?
All right, and then we'll go right back to John Paxson. So you're the Oreo sandwich between two John Paxson interviews.
I wanted to be a cream filling all my life, David. Thank you.
And you're succeeding. All right, we'll be back right after this.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
North Pole Hotline.
Help, I know Santa was busy, but he missed some big styles on my family's list.
Good thing there's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got everything you still want. Starting tomorrow, get up to 75% off store-wide from PJs to puffer jackets.
Up to 75% off?
Including thousands of clearance styles from just $1.99.
I can't miss that.
Or this. Tomorrow, only get 50% off all of Old Navy's jeans for adults and kids, even Rockstar 24/7 jeans.
50% off?
Hurry into Old Navy for up to 75% off store-wide.
Valid 12/26 through 1/2. In stores only. Jeans sale valid 12/26. Excludes in-store clearance.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy three rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. We're open on Christmas Day.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's Juul.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
And D4876.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We were on the cusp 7 years ago of something really, really special. We had the MVP of the league in Derek. And within a year, it all changes because of one injury to your best player. Now, that just shows you how fragile sports are. You can be thinking, hey, we have something really sustainable going forward here, and we're going to be a team that people are going to have to compete with every year for the next maybe 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
coming to town.
All right, now, Eli, you know who this is, don't you?
Bruce.
Okay. Not Bruce Levine.
No, Bruce Levine.
Yeah, that's the boss. 9:47, welcome back into The Score for Christmas, December 25th. I'm David Schuster. Across the way from me is Steve Rosenblum, who will be joined by Bruce Levine, 11 to 4 o'clock today here on The Score, following that Game 7 of the 19.
Yes.
Boy, I'm going way back in time.
1908 World Series.
Yeah, the 1908 World Series. I think Les or Bruce were both at that game.
Yes, they were.
It's a 2016 World Series. Game 7 coming up this afternoon at 4 o'clock. You'll hear the game in its entirety.
That would be, Les was there. If he still had the 1908 World Series program.
He still has the same microphone from then.
Right, he does. That's why he won't give it to sell it to Konerko. But having that program would finally be worth something as opposed to the 74 White Sox media guide he's trying to sell on the street.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. What do you guys got planned from 11 to 4 today?
We have Jews on Parade. John Greenberg, Scott Merkin, Mark Potash. Those are the Jews we could find. And that's what we'll talk with John Greenberg, if I remember it right, noon. Scott Merkin covers the White Sox for... Now, let's back up. John Greenberg writes a column for The Athletic. One of the original. He's like a founding father.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
He's Mount Rushmore.
Wasn't his... VC money, but they were the incubator. Chicago, John, and John is the editor and bureau chief, and I know he hired Scott Powers, and he started building from there,
and now
they own the NHL, and somebody should, by the way. So that'll be 1 o'clock. We'll talk to John about Los Bears. Scott Merkin, we'll get the breakdown on the franchise changing trade signing of Yonder Alonso, and we'll see if they'll go after Brian Harper. As long as they went after Manny Machado's brother-in-law, go after Bryce Harper's brother. He pitches for the Nationals. He's in the Nationals chain. So go after, play the whole family game, use everything you can.
Is that why the Cubs got Paul Rushall?
Right. They got him for... You'd be surprised. If you go look at a all-time list of pitchers war on Baseball Reference, look at where Rick Rushall is and then see who's below him. It's kind of amazing. There are guys in the Hall of Fame who don't have pitchers war as good as your garden variety Rushall.
Rick Rushall, when he was on, was really effective.
Well, usually he was on a buffet and he was effective there. There's no doubting that.
Don't cut in front of him.
Right. So the at 2 o'clock, Mark Potash, Chicago Sun-Times, we will talk to him about the Bears as well, going all out, playing their team. I love the way the NFL did it. Nobody's getting any kind of sneak preview. Nobody gets a 10-minute head start to rest guys. You'll be able to see the flash of scores in the stadiums about, you know, if the Rams are running away with it, and they should, they're facing a 49ers team that the Bears injured enough to make it easier on the Rams to get them to clinch the second seed.
Eli's got something to add here.
Yeah, shifting away from the fantastic show coming up here, Steve, we played the cut coming in about Derrick Rose. If the Bulls don't draft Derrick Rose, is John Paxson still here?
Why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be?
How many lives does a cat have? Is that what you're asking?
Let's see the Bulls get Michael Beasley and then you continue to lose.
Well, wait, you're saying there's a difference between if they don't get Derrick Rose, you mean if they drafted the wrong guy?
Exactly, or if they don't get the number one pick,
they would have blamed it on the coach for not developing the guy. Can't you see how this game is played?
Well, it's almost like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. Let's go back and let's change the script a little bit and let's see what would have happened. No, it doesn't work that way in sports.
He survived everything. He survived committing assault on Vinny Del Negro. Why do you think Vinny ended up with a Clippers job? Somebody had to be appeased at some point. You know, all of the NBA business had to be kept quiet. So there was negotiations. All kinds of stuff went down. He survives. John Paxson survives everything. Why would you think he wouldn't survive that? He survived. They traded Denver the start of a rebuilding plan. For Doug McDermott, they turned into Cameron Payne, and both those guys still have jobs. I stamp schmuck on their foreheads. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the plan they have now. I think the plan they have now is great. They've never, what have they executed? They've drafted two people in the seventh spot, right? Isn't that where you are now? And you're wondering about, what's your thought on Wendell Carter Jr., who started off really well, and now, I don't want to say he looks afraid to play.
Well, he's become timid. There's no question.
He's thinking. He's not playing.
Well, he's also been in so much foul trouble, talking about Wendell Carter Jr. He's been in so much foul trouble that I think his aggressiveness, whether consciously or subconsciously, has been taken away from him. And so, yeah, he's playing a little on the timid side. Again, I'm not saying that's the way he's going to be going forward. It's up to his coach to try and instill a little bit more out of him.
Basketball Bevington?
Yeah, well.
Matt Foley, who lives in a van down by the river.
I think Wendell Carter, obviously, is one of the youngest players. I think he's the second youngest player in the NBA. What I'm more worried about, you know, in his body's going to build up in strength, obviously, in time. I'm just worried that, and he's 6'9 and a half, 6'10. I'm just worried that he's a little undersized, to be honest with you. Going against a lot of guys who are, and I know the trend in basketball is not to have the 7-footers or 7-1 or 7-2, but there's enough of them out there that I think he's at a disadvantage when he's trying to guard a lot of those guys, and that's what
I've
noticed.
Don't put him
also
on that guy.
Well, but Lauri Markkanen, I don't think, is strong enough, at least not yet, to guard a lot of those guys. You know, so on the defensive end of the court, you know, maybe they'll rectify this. Maybe, I don't know. Time will tell, obviously. But I just worry, as a basketball player, that, or as a basketball fan, rather, that he might not be able to compete against some of these bigger guys.
I think that every team has that guy because every opponent looks for mismatches. Mm-hmm. And the teams that are able to minimize that are the teams that have been taught help defense.
Yeah.
And Thibs taught help defense.
All right, well, we'll see.
That can work.
All right, real quickly, before we go to a break and get to an update, I want to promote your show one more time. 11 to 4, you and Bruce Levine with a star-studded cast, and then, of course, we'll be followed. You'll lead right into the
World Series. No, a Spilkis-studded cast. That's what we're doing, yes. And we'll lead into the Cubs. Do you think that might be the only highlight of the...
of the day?
It will be the only highlight of the day, but the Theo Epstein era?
I hope not. I'm sure Cub fans, and I'm sure Theo Epstein hopes not. Listen, the window is still open.
We're getting closer to the 85 Bears than we are the late 90s Yankees.
Well, so far, yeah, they're on that path. And the division
is
gotten a lot
better. Or I guess I should
keep
it local. We're getting closer to the 85 Bears with them than we are the 90s Bulls.
Correct.
They have one more year to match the Blackhawks.
All right. Anyway, 312-644-6767. After a quick break, an update, and then the interview that we did with John Paxson. You're listening to The Score.
Stay in the game with Bears coverage on 670 The Score. Presented by Sprint. It's a winning season for savings at Sprint.
This is
North Pole Hotline.
Help, I know Santa was busy, but he missed some big styles on my family's list.
Good thing there's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got everything you still want. Starting tomorrow, get up to 75% off store-wide from PJs to puffer jackets.
Up to 75% off?
Including thousands of clearance styles from just $1.99.
I can't miss that.
Or this. Tomorrow, only get 50% off all of Old Navy's jeans for adults and kids, even Rockstar 24/7 jeans.
50% off?
Hurry into Old Navy for up to 75% off store-wide.
Valid 12/26 through 1/2. In stores only. Jeans sale valid 12/26. Excludes in-store clearance.
At Walgreens, we know holiday plans never go according to plan. There's more presents than paper to wrap them. You can buy 3 rolls of tape, but never find one when you need it. Batteries not included stops the holidays dead in their tracks. And without stuffers, stockings are just socks. That's why we're minutes away, so you can dash into Walgreens for holiday must-haves and gifts of the week deals. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. We're open on Christmas Day.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered.